Well, it's an exciting time to kind of be finishing this year and looking forward into the new year. And I love what one of the guys in the worship team, James, said to me this morning. He said, "This is it. This is much better than what's going to happen tonight, because it's the word of the Lord and it's the presence of God amongst us, and this is the party of all parties, because Jesus is present amongst us, and it's an absolute joy." You know, we weren't together last weekend, but it's a joy to come together today, and I love meeting together with the saints. There is such an encouragement, such an important part of our lives is being together in the Church of Jesus Christ. And if you're visiting this morning, you're so welcome to join this part of His body. And we pray that you will hear what the Spirit is saying to you personally, and that we as His church will kind of launch into this year with the mind of Christ for us individually and together as His people. And God, I know, has given us a particular word for 2018. And I can honestly say that we knew it before it was confirmed. But before Christmas, we had a Kingdom Faith leaders together 24 hours here. Pastor Colin came with other Kingdom Faith leaders. We hosted it here in Crescent House. And we were talking about what God was saying to us. And it was totally what God had been saying to the church up in Horsham. And it's absolutely, we know that it has been confirmed, basically. So it's a one thing to have the faith that comes from hearing God as a leadership, but it's a joy to have it confirmed, isn't it? It's to have it actually echoed through really a great man of God, Pastor Colin Urquhart. And we're so grateful to be in fellowship with him and to be in Kingdom Faith, because, you know, we're here in the Lord together, and there's such a strength in that. Central to Jesus' teaching was the theme that has already been spoken about this morning, the kingdom of heaven. When Jesus came, his message began with the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In other words, the dominion, the king's reign. The kingdom means the king. Jesus is the king. He comes to bring, through the person of Jesus, he brings his kingdom. And his domain is seen and heard and experienced by everybody around him who wanted to receive it. Jesus taught a lot of his messages, if you read through the Gospels, he taught on this kingdom life, the ways of the kingdom, the laws of the kingdom, the attitudes. We call them the Beatitudes. Matthew 5, humility, hungering and thirsting for righteousness, the wonderful characteristics of being in the king's domain, in the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus actually has a plan and a will to bring about his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, as it already exists. And so Jesus didn't just come to establish who he was. He came bringing his kingdom. And he taught, and he's left in the Word of God, he's given us his teaching on how to live as kingdom people, sons of the king. Jesus gives something extremely special, so valuable, actually the earth cannot match it, to each person who receives him as king. And when we hear the gospel of Jesus, the good news about Jesus, of what he did on the cross through his death and resurrection, when we personally receive Jesus as our King, which is already a radical move to have received him as King, as Lord. Because a lot of people don't want a king. They don't want someone who is going to reign in their lives. And that's why you need to be humble to enter the kingdom. You need to become low and acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Savior, your Lord, your King, before you can ever be born again into the kingdom of heaven. To enter the kingdom, you have to be born again. And you can only do it through receiving a king. His name is Jesus. But when Jesus came, he came not just to rescue us from our sin, not just to rescue us from the loss of relationship and all the things that has been lost to all whoever came after Adam through the fall. He came to restore the kingdom to those who would receive him as king. He came to give a kingdom. Now he gives us, when we receive Jesus, we receive the Holy Spirit. As I was coming in this morning, the Lord said to me, I doubt whether any of you would entrust the most important person ever to ordinary people. You wouldn't be that generous. You'd think, oh, they need to be a little bit different before they receive the Holy Spirit. But just through simply accepting Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, being born again of God, he has given us his Holy Spirit. The third person of the Godhead dwells in every believing heart. Isn't that extraordinary? Think of it. God living in you and me. Ordinary people. Not experts. Not perfect. I don't know if you've managed to live a perfect life over Christmas. Which is why we constantly need his grace and his mercy, don't we? But he still has come to live in us. And he gives us himself, his Holy Spirit. But he also, in Luke chapter 17, it says the kingdom of heaven doesn't come with observation. It comes into the hearts of those who receive him as king. And he has given us his kingdom. The kingdom of heaven, Jesus said, is within you. The king's domain, heaven itself, on the inside of you. And the person of God on the inside of you. If we could get to the point where we really believe what we already have, we would live completely differently. Completely differently. And so Jesus is constantly wanting to communicate to us as how to operate in the kingdom, to see the outbreak of the kingdom. Jesus, wherever he went, there was this sign. There were signs of the kingdom of heaven. There was an expression of his reign in all who would receive him. It meant sick bodies made well. It meant sick minds completely restored in an instant. Oh, if the world could experience the kingdom in 2018, just imagine what a changed world we would live in. So Jesus came to give the kingdom. And he wants his kingdom to affect us personally. I find it really challenging that the Lord always looks to us to live it before we give it. We live in it. What becomes life to us becomes something that we can give away to others. If you've seen something of his reign, of the kingdom of heaven in your life, you've got something to give. You've got something to share with somebody else because it's become a real thing. The kingdom of heaven is not a theory. It's not about a lot of talk. It's about the power of the king and his reign here now amongst us, available, and I believe God's will is that we see a move, an advance of his kingdom through our lives. Wherever the kingdom is, which means in your heart if you're a believer, which means right here, right now, you never get to the point, and I'm going to say something now that you really need to hear with fresh ears. My dad used to say, don't have cloth ears. Cloth ears stuck with cloth. It just needs to come out so you hear it fresh. With Jesus and the kingdom, you can never say, I've seen it all before. I've seen it all before. Oh, God, deliver us from thinking we've seen it all before. To a people this year of, I've never seen that before. Say to somebody next to you, I want a year of I've never seen that before. Because wherever the kingdom is, wherever God is being king and bringing his reign, wherever Jesus is being expressed, you're going to see things you've never seen before. And for 2018, the word that God has given us is such an exciting word. If we could get beyond our kind of well-taught heads into an expectation in our hearts, that's what God wants to change, from what you know in your head to a, wow, I'm excited because I've got something in my heart for 2018. That when you hear this, that it doesn't come to you as if it's from someone trying to beef up your emotions, but that your heart goes, yeah, I'm excited about that. And in 2018, it's going to be a year of kingdom break out. Break out. To break out means that something that has been contained gets freed up or loosed or experienced or comes out. So it's a year of what's in you coming out. Of what God's put in you coming out. In both your experience, your own personal life, God always has the blessing and the provision and the wonder of his kingdom for you personally, to see the signs and wonders of the kingdom. But it is to go way, way, way beyond us to reach into somebody else's life this year. 2018, I declare, is a year of kingdom breakout. A year of kingdom breakout. When Jesus said to the disciples, and he said, let's get into the boat and let's go to the other side. Just the little things that Jesus says. I can imagine those disciples going, I wonder why he wants us over there. I wonder why he asks us to do that. And, you know, there's so many questions your mind can come up with. But these disciples, bless them, they were real followers of Jesus, doing what we sang this morning. I will obey you, Lord. Whatever you say, I'm going to just do it. They just got in the boat and went. They launched out. And on the journey, they saw a kingdom break out because there was a storm that tried to sink them. And I believe the kingdom of heaven in each one of us is designed and is all-powerful and has the ability to overcome every storm that comes against where Jesus wants to take us. And so there was this victorious Jesus revelation of, you're Lord of creation, you're the ruler of creation. And on the journey, I believe we're going to see and experience new things of Jesus and his victory over our circumstances. The things that try and are designed by Satan to sink us are going to be the things that we see the kingdom of heaven overcome and bring us into victory. It's a year where those repeated issues get overcome and the reign of Jesus Christ is experienced in your boat, in your journey, and our journey together with Jesus Christ. When they went to the other side, I love the heart of Jesus. Jesus is a kingdom thinker. He's a people thinker. If you're a kingdom thinker, you're a people thinker. You're not just thinking about God, of course, first. Our mind needs to be on Jesus. But it's about people. And the other side, there was this man of Gadarenes, he's called. And he was so possessed by demons. And I believe demons didn't die when Jesus rose again. He just gave the victory to his church over them. So it's not that they don't exist. They're still around, the same old, same old. But our Lord has won the victory over all the power of the enemy, and he has given his church the authority over all the power of the enemy. And in this one person, you see, the world has got problems it can't solve. Mental illness, I'm not saying all of it, but some of it is particularly demonic. And this man, you could say, had all the signs of the kingdom of darkness in operation over his life. He was tormented. He was isolated. He was not in fellowship, because whenever the devil works, he takes people out of fellowship, out of family, out of church. He always works to isolate individuals. And this man was a fearful guy to be around. He was uncontrollable. And sadly, in our world where medical science can't control, apart from drug into stupor and lock away, Jesus doesn't want people locked away. He wants them free. And so he goes to this one person. All of this effort, the whole boat is devoted to not just beating personal issues in their lives, but to going to reach the person who needs the dominion of our Jesus in their lives. Now, the disciples couldn't have said at the end of that journey, well, I've never seen that before. I'm a Christian. Same old, same old. Round and round the garden. Going over the retreats. They'd have said, every day there's an adventure. Don't you want that? I want that. Every day, an adventure. I'm seeing things. Wow, Lord, I've not seen that before. I'm not seeing a legion. I mean, those pigs would have been exciting to watch. If you've read the story, there go the pigs. It would have been an interesting, you'd have had some comment. What did you do this week? Ah, well, can you imagine? Can I give testimony? You'd have a story. Because of this amazing kingdom breakout. And sometimes we're looking for the thousands. But in the ministry of Jesus, I see how much he values the one. Do you not see how much he values you? Do you not know how much his heart and his eye is on you? How important you are to God? And then if we lift our eyes a bit further than us, to the people who don't yet know him, we can say, gosh, Lord, they're so valuable. You want them free. You want them experiencing the blessing of your reign in their lives. And kingdom outbreak or breakout isn't always multitudes and multitudes. I believe it will always involve many. But I believe God's going to lead us to ones this year. Just one. He loves the one you work with. He loves the one you live next to. He loves the one you meet. He loves the people that need his kingdom, that need Jesus. And we've got a life to share that goes way beyond church and right out there into the hearts and lives of people who Jesus wants to reach. Now, what is the secret? This is the big question to launch us into kingdom breakout. This is the big question. What is it that can get us to the place where we see this kingdom breakout? Because I always want answers to questions. I don't just want to know what God wants to do. I want to know, okay, Lord, what do I have to do to get there? Do you? Yeah. I want to ask questions. And I tell you what I don't want is a lot of theory, a lot of difficult, complicated things to do. I just want to do it the way that God says to do it. And I believe that the word that God's given me about how to come into the breakout is so doable for each one of us, you don't need to panic right now. Because you can think, oh, I want this breakout, but you can say, well, I've not seen it before, or I'm not good enough, or I don't know, it never seems to work for me. Just come with like a child this morning and say, okay, Lord, teach me. I want to know. If you failed in the past like I have in seeing, has anybody ever failed in seeing? I've seen probably more failure than you. And I'm still standing on his promises and still trusting him to lead me. And I'm so excited about the things that have worked. Don't always look at what hasn't. But this year, let's look at his ways so that we can see how to see this kingdom break out. Just while I take a drink, say it's going to be a year of breakout of the kingdom. What is the secret to the breakout? What's the secret to seeing? If we can trace everything back, I love to see, okay, well, that's what happened. You know, in the ministry of Jesus, this is what happened. How did he get to that place where that happened? Now, Jesus said the secret of his ministry, you could trace everything back to doing only what he heard to do. In fact, you could trace it back every record in Scripture of somebody being used by God and seeing God work and seeing a manifestation of the kingdom of heaven. You can always trace it back to that one thing. Not 50 things, praise the Lord. One thing. Hearing God. Hearing God. Jesus said, my words aren't my own. They're what my Father gives me. So Jesus was on the receiving. He was receiving instructions, continual downloads from his Father. And whatever his Father said to do, he just did it or said it. And in just simply doing what his Father said to do or saying what his Father said to say, Jesus saw an outbreak of the kingdom. Do you not think that that's a simple thing? Can I have the next slide? You can trace every kingdom breakout to one thing: hearing God. When did the kingdom of heaven come into your life? After you had heard the gospel. You believed and you were saved. You couldn't believe without first hearing. You had to hear first before you had faith. But you know, the voice or the voice of the Lord in our lives is so powerful. When we hear the word of God, it is so life-changing, because it actually takes you from not believing something's possible into, I believe it is. Because faith comes from hearing. Not having heard, but this relational hearing. I believe this morning, as the word is being preached, you are hearing God. Faith is coming because you're hearing. Abraham, everything he did in his journey, and in the end of his life, he saw everything God said, and he was a prosperous man. All the amazing things that God did through his life all began because he heard the Lord say, get out of your country, go to a land I'll show you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name great. And he heard God. And that is the beginning of an outbreak. It is the beginning. If a parent will hear God about a trouble situation with their child, everything, a move of God begins in their child's life, because they're going to hear something from God. If you've been struggling with something in your body for a long time, faith comes from hearing. Now, I have heard the word, but if I hear current now and hear his voice personally, immediately something changes. Everything changes in my heart and my life, because it's fresh and it's God-given. The Acts of the Apostles, all the wonders and the signs you read of in the book of Acts. It's exciting to read the book of Acts, isn't it? Well, if you're not excited, maybe you should read it again with faith. But it's exciting. But it all began. The church, you know, they were a listening church. They gathered together. The leadership gathered together. What are you saying? What are you saying? The church weren't kind of all this, it wasn't wacky hearing. You know, you get in the church an undisciplined, crazy, wacky hearing. And I know we make mistakes, but you don't have to be wacky. You don't have to be silly. You know, there was an accountability in the local church. And when they heard the Lord, they sent people out. There was the power of the sending church because of what the Spirit was saying. Not because of somebody said, I've heard God, I'm going. But because there was this unity of hearing. There was this togetherness, that there's strength in. There's strength in. Can I just say there's strength when we are together hearing the Lord? But the church in the book of Acts, everything happened. There was explosion after explosion after explosion of the activity of God. It wasn't boring, but they were listening. They had an ear to hear what the Spirit was saying to the church. Daniel, let's look at a guy now, because I want to just unpack this hearing for a breakout. Ah, say, I can do this. Because my sheep hear my voice, Jesus says. I can hear his voice. And we want to help you this year. Train you, equip you to hear the voice of your shepherd. We want you to be activated in hearing. And we're going to look at the life of this guy called Daniel. Daniel chapter 5, we'll start there. But before we read the scriptures, let's just look at the next slide, because I just want you to start with this in mind. God positions us in our world for a kingdom breakout. Say that over your life. God's positioned me in my world. I love the character, the Daniel character. He isn't a church leader. You know, some people say, well, that's okay for you. You're in ministry. You're in the fivefold ministry. You're leading a church. But you see, God has given you his spirit and his kingdom so that there is an activation of his work in your life wherever he puts you. And so it's not by mistake that you are working where you work. I get so excited when I think about where some of our guys work in the church, in the hospital, in schools, in certain trade industries. It's so exciting to think that in that place God has positioned you not just to get a pay packet, but for an outbreak, a breaking out of the kingdom of heaven. He wants you to use wherever he puts you. And that includes your place, your relational connections, your family life. It's all for the kingdom. It's all about God bringing his kingdom through you. And that's what I love about Daniel. Daniel is being positioned as one of the top leaders in this very ungodly kingdom. And we know that the world is a place of sin and darkness, but Jesus sends us into the world to be his representation, to represent him to the people around us. And Daniel didn't have attitude problems against where he was, the people he was working with. He just knew that he was in relationship with God and that God was going to use him in his sphere of influence. You have a sphere of influence. Wherever you work, God has put you there to be an influential person for the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And Daniel's secret was in Daniel 5. We're going to look at verse 11. Because the world has problems that they can't solve. Your work has problems that your brain can't. Your brain, man's brain can't solve everything. Brain equals not God. Jesus is God. Now, he gives good brains. I'm not against intelligence because God has given certain people, not me, that much. But some people with a real intelligence, like the Apostle Paul, but his intelligence, his brain, was surrendered to God's thoughts or God's word. He was a man with a renewed mind, not a clever mind, because a renewed mind brings God's solutions. And God used his intellect to be able to explain spiritual truths and to unpack issues. Now, Daniel, I reckon he was probably quite an educated young man, but he was one of the top leaders. He was one of the top three in this kingdom that he was placed in. And he powerfully influenced the world he was in. Oh, don't you want that? Jesus wants it to powerfully influence the world we are in. And the answer, the reason why he could, is verse 11. When they had a problem, they said about Daniel, there is a man in your kingdom This is in the kingdom of Darius, I think. In whom is the Spirit of the Holy God. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the Spirit of the Holy God. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him. Verse 12. Inasmuch as an excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams and solving riddles and explaining enigmas were found in this Daniel. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and explaining enigmas, mysteries. I want you to just think with the mind of faith to everybody who works around you or wherever you have influence coming to you saying, God's in your life. Tell me what I should do. The Holy Spirit's in you. Come on then. Bring it on. Isn't it time for the Spirit in us to begin to bring the solutions to unsolvable? Come on, do you not want to go for an unsolvable one? Not because of your brain, but because in you is the Spirit of the Holy God. And you know what? I love this in the Aramaic and in the translation of solving enigmas. It says, dissolving knots. People's lives get knotted. Don't tell them to get knotted. They get knotted up. So complicated. They get themselves into such messes, don't we? Have you ever been in a mess that looks unsolvable? I've got in so many messes that Jesus got me out of. He is the solvable one. He knows everything. And Jesus says he will live in you. And he will take of what is mine. The God of the ages. He's the God of wisdom. He knows everything. He's not foxed by technology. He isn't kind of overwhelmed by, oh my goodness, this is too modern for me. I think I should escape. He is the God who knows all things, understands how everything works, and he lives in you. And he can dissolve knots, untie knots. You have a ministry, beloved, of untying knots. Tell somebody next to you, I've got a ministry to untie knots in people's lives. Sometimes, you know, we do believe in deliverance and healing and the power of the Holy Spirit, but sometimes what is lacking and missing in our lives is this word of wisdom. This simple word from God that will solve it if you apply it. So many times when people come with, to me, immense issues, I say, Lord, I don't know what to do. I know my Bible. Praise God. I do read the Bible. And actually, I read the Bible until he speaks. Until he talks to me. Because God talks. He's a talking God. You just have to read until he talks. I don't always get it the first phrase. Oh, and go, I didn't hear God. I just keep going because I need to hear God. But when people come to me and they have problems and messes and you know, God has given us a ministry in the church too, and in other churches and other places to go and bring the word of the Lord. Wow. That will untie knots, that will bring solutions, that will set people free, that will give them a way out of impossible situations. And people say, I didn't know what to do until I heard the preaching, and then I know what to do. And that is the dimension of the Holy Spirit that I believe that God wants to restore in our lives, because when we hear him, we can bring solutions that people can actually have their messes cleared up by the King's domain, by Jesus. It's time to believe in the Holy Spirit in you. It's time to believe in the one who is able to give you what is needed to solve unsolvable things. Some of you in your jobs and your working life hit the same problems over and over again. It's time to hear God. Because if you hear him, you'll know what to do. Because faith will come from hearing. I think sometimes the boredom in a Christian's life of being a Christian, you might find it exciting on a Sunday, but Monday seems pretty the same old. It's because there isn't this ongoing hearing. And it comes out of relationship. You've got God with you all the time, not just Sundays. And there is this ability in you, like Daniel, of the Holy One, the God of all eternity, to solve unsolvable issues. You should, and I believe God positions us to show the excellence of his kingdom where we work. Why are you so good at your job? That's what they need to be saying. You're so good at this. Why are you so good at it? I mean, you don't seem to have the right education. How did that happen? Well, in me is the Spirit of the eternal God, the God of all gods, the God who knows everything, knows how things work. He knows how marriages work. He knows how relationships work. He knows how to raise children. He knows how to get out of a mess. He knows how to get out of debt. He knows how to get out of issues. He knows how to find a job. He knows everything. He can lead you into everything through hearing. I would love to think all of us this year becoming known as someone because the Spirit lives in us. People come to us. They get their lives healed, sorted, blessed. Life starts to work for them because they start to apply the wisdom or the words that God gives us. This is the secret to the breaking out of the King's domain. It begins with hearing what the Spirit is saying. Hearing his word. Now, Daniel, I'm going to finish in a minute with this, but Daniel, you know, they got a bit jealous of him. The king wanted to make him actually not just top three, one of three leaders. The king wanted to make him the top guy under the king. So Daniel was about to get promoted. And this promotion, when the world recognizes we carry the solutions, I think it's a disaster if a Christian says, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do. Pray. Seek God. He'll give you something. He'll give you something to solve it. Are you a believing believer this morning? God's going to tell you what to do because he wants to show who he is in the world that he's put us in. So these guys started to get jealous. And they said in chapter 6, verse 4, it says, the governors and the satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel. They wanted to accuse Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they couldn't find any fault or charge against him because he was faithful. Best guy you could ever employ. the best worker, the most faithful, the most diligent, the most disciplined. The one who was always there. He got things sorted. His life wasn't just an absolute mess. He was obviously working so well in that environment. Don't you believe in Christians showing the excellence of God? Where people try and blame you or accuse you and they can't because actually you're that good. And so they couldn't find fault in him as a person. And so they said, right, okay, what are we going to do? Now, this is the kind of the key to Daniel's life, really. Apart from having the Spirit in him. The enemy, you could say, wanted to stop this hearing. You know, the enemy wants you to stop hearing constantly from God. He wants you just to live on what you had 30 years ago, 5 years ago, a month ago, but to not be hearing. Because you become someone of great influence when you are listening to the Lord. So what did the enemy do? He said, I know what we'll do. We'll stop him praying. Isn't that interesting? Do you not think that's fascinating? If we stop this communication that Daniel has with God, then we stop this guy praying, we'll be okay because he'll start failing. The devil wants to attack and stop our prayer lives. He wants to stop you from having this personal, disciplined, because Daniel was a man of discipline. He prayed 3 times a day. That was his way. He was in a routine of prayer, which I believe in. I believe in setting, as Jesus got up early to pray. Jesus needed to go and seek his Father so he could know the Father's business for the day. And Daniel was this praying man. He was a man of the word. He always, when he would understand things, he understood by the book, he understood by the word of God, but he was a praying man. He had this life of communication with God. And so the enemy said, let's stop him. Now, in our society today, you are not going to be put in the lion's den for not praying. Anybody? You're not going to be persecuted for having a personal prayer life, because that's the freedom of the world we live in currently. We may go into days where we are told not to pray. We better be ready for them. And resolve that nothing can stop us. However, you are free to pray. So that's not what the enemy attacks today. He doesn't say lion's den if you get on your knees and pray. He says things like, what's the point? You're too busy. Now, can I say, if anybody could come up with an excuse about being busy, it was Daniel. Top leader of a nation. Was he busy? He wasn't twiddling his thumbs saying, I just don't know what to do. I've got so much time on my hands. He was too busy not to pray. Did you hear me? Too busy not to, because he said, I need to hear God. The secret of the outbreak of the kingdom of heaven in my life is down to listening. Being in a place of prayer. What does the devil do to stop you praying? Does he make you too busy? Do you kind of think of a lot of things to do when it's time to pray? Is anybody? Just me, I know all the excuses because I've done them. Is that all right? Well, can't be bothered. Don't feel like getting up early to pray. What's the point? I've got a lot on. It is no wonder that our days aren't oiled with the Holy Spirit. if we don't put some oil in, if we don't get some fresh oil, hey? Is it? We need the oil. We need the freshness of God in our lives. And Daniel, with the Spirit in his life, wasn't one of these happy-go-lucky, never mind, God's in me, doesn't matter, I won't pray, guys, which you can find in any charismatic church. Hello? Who don't ever get on their knees, they just quote a lot. He wasn't charismatic, he was genuine. I love this about Daniel. Why did God raise him to where he was? Because he was the genuine. He was the genuine guy who had a genuine relationship with God. And he knew the ongoing success of his life was through hearing the Lord, receiving from God in the secret place. Jesus said, when you go into the secret place, to pray to your Father who's in heaven. And your Father who's in heaven, when he will hear you and he will reward. You'll be known as the untier of knots. That's the reward. You'll be a problem solver. You'll be a kingdom breaking out kind of person because you are hearing, 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 hearing. Kingdom breakout, trace it back to hearing, which means listening. It means spending time to listen to God personally. The secret of this year of breakout. I announce it. I declare it. Kingdom breakout. You and I. I want this, don't you? I want to be known like Daniel. The potential in you is extraordinary. Not because of you, but because of him. But he wants to share things, you know, he shares his secrets with his friends, those who spend time with him. And I want to encourage you, if you've lived a prayerless season or time, before you head into this year, say, Lord, I don't just want a breakout. I want to break into a new dimension of prayer. I want to come to the place where I can receive, hear and listen. See, Daniel lived ready to bring solutions because he lived a life of prayer. He lived a life of prayer. When they tried to stop him praying, he opened his window, went home, as is his custom, and he knelt down 3 times a day and he prayed. And of course, you know, they tried to kill him and they can't. You can't kill a man who's set apart for God and doing God's will. Praise the Lord. God will deliver us from all kinds of evil, but he stayed in the will of God. He said, no, it's too important to me that I hear God, so I'm not going to not pray. People's lives are counting. Oh, help us to hear this. People's lives are counting on you hearing. Their eternities are counting on you listening, of having a prayer life. There's too much at stake. Not just your own personal life, but the lives of many. Because you pray. Your prayer life matters. And this isn't a wagging my finger, but it's an encouraging, come on, let's this year, as we leave this year, let's leave behind prayerlessness. Let's leave behind this kind of hard of hearing. And let's get back to the feet of Jesus, where we're listening to his word. And if you're a man or woman of prayer, you'll be a man or woman of the word. The word will talk to you, because he is the word. But as you go, the Spirit will declare things to you. Oh, the joy of having solutions for people's struggles and trouble. The Lord has a breakout planned for your life. The Lord has a breakout planned for people that you haven't yet met. Let's devote ourselves to prayer and let's give ourselves to listening. Because if we will listen, we will see the wonders of his kingdom come and his will done. You can do this. It's doable. And you are usable. And you are important to God. No one else is in your world but you. You're valuable. Just not just to God because he loves you, but because he's got people assigned around your life to experience his kingdom through you because you're a listening, praying believer. Let's stand.
If you would like any further information on Kingdom Faith Southwest, please contact us on 01823 664 186 or overseas visitors 0044 1823 664 186 or log onto our website at www.kingdomfaithsw.com.